It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kent Backus. Kent is Executive Director, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Great to see you.
Good to see you too, Tony.
All right. I'm pretty sure I'll come to Washington, D.C. sometime and say, it's kind of boring here, but I can't think of one time I've ever been here and it hasn't been boring. You've got a farm bill markup going on. You've got protests going on at the farm bill markup. You just got everything.
Yeah, and I think here in the next few weeks, I think things will become a little slower. But yeah, right now, you got farm bill markup. You've got all the regulatory deadlines coming around. They're just trying to squeeze as much into the end of May as they can before they go. It's an election year. So we are always looking at that kind of that marathon sprint in spring. And right now we can see the finish line. But over the summer, there'll be a lot of talk. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of action. I don't suspect there will be, because historically, during a presidential election year, things just get quiet and unproductive here in Washington. And I know a lot of people are joking about there. They said, when are you ever productive in Washington? But especially during an election year in the summertime, things tend to get a little bit more quiet around here.
I am so glad you said that, but because before you get to an election in November, there's an election, I think it's in June or July, in Mexico, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, just here in the next couple of weeks, Mexico will have their national election. So they'll have a new president, new Congress. There's a lot of speculation that the current party, the party in power, the incumbents will most likely retain that leadership. That's disturbing for us, obviously, because, you know, the last, you know, 5 years of the AMLO administration have not been good for U.S. agriculture, have not been good for the economic relationship between our countries. With the exception of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, there hasn't been a lot of stuff that's gone right. And so that's a big concern. When you look at some of the policies that they have implemented to address food inflation and other costs, the Mexican government has essentially opened access to imports from a lot of countries that are questionable. And instead of the Mexican government being the one to enforce those food safety and animal health guidelines, they've essentially outsourced that to importers. And it kind of seems like a conflict of interest there. But, overall, that's concerning for us because, Mexico is supposed to provide an equivalent level of health and safety. And if they're unable to do that, then that could jeopardize a lot of the trade that we have with one of our biggest markets. The other side of that coin, too, is, you know, our counterparts in Mexico are equally mad because their government has essentially opened up their market for all for a lot of imports and have done nothing to reciprocate that for their exports. So it's causing a lot of issues. This is something we heard a lot about last week when we were in Sonora at the annual convention of our Mexican counterparts. They are concerned, and rightfully so, because instead of their government stepping up and acting on their interest, they're kind of playing to the crowd and saying, what do you want for free and how much of it can we give you? And they're doing that on the backs of agriculture down there. So that was disturbing to hear that. Anytime we start to hear the U.S. government talk about opening more markets for imports without reciprocating, that's when we get a little edgy too, because what we import and what we export are two different things. And while we believe in having that fair and balanced trade, part of that balance is enabling us to go out and capture the greatest value for our exports in other markets. And that's why NCBA has always been such a strong advocate for exports, because the United States already allows a lot of imports. We need to build our export profile. We need to continue to grow that, because that adds $400 per head of every cow that's out there. So there's a lot of opportunities for us, a lot of strong foreign demand. I'm hopeful that whoever's in the White House in January and whoever is leading Congress in the next Congress doesn't follow the same path that Mexico has followed and that other more socialist-minded South American countries have followed by trying to open the market for more imports without also expanding the export markets.
Well, if we're talking elections, let's just run the whole list here. I think we go across the pond. There's another election. What does that mean?
So it's interesting to see British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announce that they are going to have their election on July 4th. And of all dates that they could have picked, they picked our Independence Day. So, you know, not that they celebrate that in London, but they will be having a national election on that day. Right now, the Labour Party has a pretty significant lead in the polls, but there's a lot of questions around the accuracy of that polling data. So this would be the first time in about 14 years that Labour would take over in that role. You know, we're interested to see what's going to happen because, you know, as part of the Brexit strategy, the Conservative Party's really pushed, you know, the importance of establishing trade agreements with allies like the United States. We've been unable to achieve that, just given our own political turmoil here. But I think that there's a great opportunity for us moving forward. At the same time, we haven't seen what the Labour Party's trade policies are going to look like, but we have been meeting in London with, you know, members and with leaders from all the parties, but definitely the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. And there's a lot of interest in trying to secure supply chains with the United States. And I think that gives us a great opportunity to talk about what fair and balanced trade looks like with one of our greatest allies. So regardless of what happens in this next election, NCBA is going to continue to engage. We're going to continue to work to try to open that market and secure another ally when it comes to being able to address a lot of these global trade concerns.
Well, I went across the Atlantic when maybe I should have just gone to the South American continent, because there's another issue dealing with trade there, and it's Colombia. And is this maybe a situation where they want more reciprocal trade?
Well, I think when you look at Colombia, you have to understand the fact that we have a free trade agreement there, and we have a free trade agreement that's based on science, and it's based on making sure that there's always an equivalent level of animal health and food safety that is that's presented in that trade. Colombia could have access to the United States, but they have foot and mouth disease. And even though they have certain zones that are free from foot and mouth disease with vaccination, you have a lot of the country that's not. And if we're being honest, we have a lot of questions and concerns about whether their protocols and whether their safeguards are strong enough to prevent that from coming to the United States. So we know that Colombia has been applying to gain access to the U.S. market. They're having to go through that rigorous approval of USDA. We support science-based trade, but we're also not going to cut corners to win friends and allies in South America. We've been pretty firm that we need to have science-based trade with Colombia, which means if they're going to have access here, it's not going to happen until they can prove that that's not a risk to our herd. At the same time, with this development of high-path AI in dairy cattle, Colombia has taken the chance here to make a political move, and they have restricted U.S. beef exports. They haven't restricted other commodities. They haven't restricted dairy, even though they're threatening to. They strategically went after U.S. beef exports, and we believe that's because they're trying to put leverage on the U.S. government and on us to try to back us into a corner, so that we'll look the other way and go ahead and let that application come through. I can tell you right now that's not going to happen. We're not going to blink. And so the fact that they've made this a political decision and that they're not basing this decision on science, there is absolutely no reason why they should be doing this, then we're going to hold their feet to the fire. They picked the wrong fight on this one. So I will say this, that, you know, we're all about being transparent. We're all about being offering, fair and reciprocal trade. And when Colombia can prove that they have the safeguards in place, then it's time to talk. We haven't seen that yet. And the fact that they're taking this political move to try to put leverage on us as an industry or on other commodities, I think it's uncalled for, it's unprofessional, and we're not going to stand for it.
Talked about a lot of trade issues. If we wanted to keep up with the trade issues you're watching, dig in a little deeper, can we do that online with NCBA?
Absolutely. I would encourage you, visit our website, ncba.org. We post a lot of updates there. But also, if you're not a member of NCBA, then we need you to join. We need you to be part of the fight. We need you to contribute your voice. Because it's not just trade issues that we're working on. We've got a lot of tax issues that we're going to have to work on in the next year. We've got a lot of things that we're going to need to defend on that point. So if you care about the estate tax, you care about capital gains, and making sure Uncle Sam doesn't take more money out of your pocket, then we need you to join the team. If you care about public lands, grazing, you want to defend your rights there, then Public Lands Council, NCBA, we work very closely together. If you want to work more on animal health, you want to talk about a lot of these other issues that are going on, NCBA is the place for that. So I'd encourage folks to visit our website, see what we're about, and come to our conferences. We have a summer business meeting in San Diego in July. We have our annual meeting in San Antonio, which is it's going to be one of the biggest trade shows we've ever had. But if you care about these things, you want to make sure that the next generation has a fighting chance and is going to be successful, then NCBA is the place you need to be.
Kent Backus is Executive Director for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.